Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal way on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Friendships, through meeting different people, it's I can literally count on my right hand how many people have been to, like, into my crib. So, like, for it to be a situation where you welcome somebody into your space, like, because we black, so, like,
we ain't got much anyways.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say that. We had some shit in my crib. But you know though, because like even your folk spot where they live at, everybody not it's not where everybody man, just
that shit before.
You feel me? And it's not even on no like we have million dollars, but like niggas care about their stuff, and it's like you can't always trust how people gonna act. And your parents always teach you to to know somebody before you bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, because once you introduce them to your family, if you brought this person home, I'm not gonna say they're gonna treat them like family, but it's like, you know how it is. Like, first time you go here, first couple times, you know what I'm saying? Hey, would you like something to drink? Third, fourth, fifth time, hey, my nigga, the fridge over there, the cup's in the third cabinet, you know what I'm saying? You know where the shit at, go get it yourself. Because at this point, we've welcomed you in.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody to violate that, like,
that's crazy.
It's really crazy.
Yeah, I let a whole bunch of motherfuckers in my crib. I had a Zig cave though.
Yeah, so it wasn't even like,
yeah, like when I had the man cave out in Woodbridge, it was very few people that have been there.
Like, it's probably over.
I've had a fight party over there, but that was like, you know, really it. But
I don't probably have more than 50 homies in my crib. Like,
but it wasn't all through the crib. It wasn't in the vulnerable areas where, like, your mom, your sister, and all of them stay at. It's not.
Then,
like, black people even got that, like, yo, everybody don't go upstairs. Like, yo, what? Yeah. Like, you catch niggas going upstairs and be like, what you going up there for? Like, it's like, you're good, but you're not that good. Like, it's no reason. Like, it's literally no reason. Unless the bathroom is up there, it's no reason for you to just be upstairs by yourself. And then niggas be like, why did you take 35 minutes to go pee? Like, what would you do? Like, little stuff like that. Yeah. Because while you're welcome, it's still a need for understanding why you were in certain spaces as long.
You should never disappear in another nigga house.
Ever. Like, if a nigga disappeared in here, it'd be like, what are you doing? Where'd you go?
It's
only but like 5 or 6 doors in this bitch that closed. So like,
unless it was like,
like, what was you doing?
Because I'm trying to think, who house I've been to the most? I've probably been to Ivan house the most.
Like, nigga, imagine we just upstairs, like, just walking around, and my man, they're gonna be like, yo, what's up with your mans?
Yeah.
And we did folks. But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, like, you not, and just like taking somebody welcoming you into their space. And then are you okay with me divulging this? Or like, oh yeah. Like, so I'll just share something that happened to him when niggas was children. So, like, kind of caught us in the middle of the conversation. But, like, welcoming somebody into that space and them taking advantage of that and then lying to you about it, you getting in trouble for it, and then later finding out that's not what it is, that's like old school niggas helping you look for your phone.
Yeah.
But they stole it. So I mean, like, it's like, yo, let me help you, bro. Da da da. Try and make themselves the most innocent nigga. I'm not gonna hold you, bro. I'm not being late to class to help you look for your phone. Unless you was my man. Yeah. Like, and it's like, looking for a phone. Like, back then, we didn't even really grasp the concept. But looking for a phone is the dumbest shit you can do. That shit gone.
Yeah, that shit gone. Well,
and this before this, right before the what's that shit? Find my iPhone. Really didn't hit the streets heavy. Prior to like 2011, because niggas were still stealing phones.
I knew Raul was gonna call me. That's crazy.
Like, niggas were still stealing phones. I remember my phone got stole, And it got brought back because, and like, that's when I found out that you could even do that. But it wasn't from my iPhone. It was through like Sprint. Mm-hmm. Sprint like triangulated it or did something crazy like that. But like, my dad was on the phone with them for like hours to get that. Now it's like
they ping it off a tower.
Yeah, because really that, like, they don't want you to know. I don't want to say they don't want you to know, because that's exactly what GPS is global positioning satellite. So like, niggas know exactly where you are. Mm-hmm. But like, they don't want to let you know how easy
it is that
they can just and know exactly where you're at, phone on or off.
Yeah, but
that shit still hits the top.
But even the settings now, what everybody mostly have an iPhone, right? Like, it shows your last locations if you don't turn that feature off.
Yeah, it's not in the phone that tell you. Like, where you was at and how long you was there.
Yeah,
like,
there is a feature that, because
like the Wi-Fi.
You can get jammed up.
The area that you normally at, your Wi-Fi just cut on even if you turned it off.
Or you can the password. There's also a thing where you can go like the settings and location services. Yeah. If you somewhere and you spend any considerable amount of time there, it'll in your location services, it'll tell you like exactly where you was at. And like, if you think like your shit is untracked or whatever, it's crazy. My man's actually, when I was working on set with HBO and shit, he got his phone stolen from Whole Foods in Parsippany, and ended up getting his shit back. Like, called the police and all that, and got that shit back. Like, they saw the nigga stealing on camera, saw the license plate bro had, followed that nigga to the hood, got the phone from him, brought that shit back. I was like, that's the first time I ever seen a nigga get his phone back from calling the police.
Bro, it happened when I lived in
that
Philly.
That shit is crazy.
Somebody stole Niche's phone out the bathroom in a, what was it? It was like Bobby's Burgers or a Chipotle or some shit. We were sitting out eating. So like, she was like, oh, I can't find my, I think I left my phone in the bathroom. She might have been at the
whenever
table
people
for two
say
minutes.
That, I be like,
She might have been at the table max 2 minutes. Cause niggas about to leave.
Yeah.
Turn around, gone. Picked it up. It rang. Somebody ended the call. Boom. Next time, phone's me. I'm like, yo, just stop.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I said, bro. I said, take my phone, log into the shit, do to find my iPhone. I said, the phone is gonna be a brick as soon as they turn it off.
Yeah.
I said, then not only is it gonna be a brick, now it's being tracked and we're automatically gonna be able to find it. So, at the bare minimum, you're going to get your phone back. It's not going to be no issue. I said, it's an iPhone. It's not like they would have had to get it unlocked. Like, literally, your phone would have had to be unlocked when they got it.
Yeah.
And they would have had to factory reset, disable everything in a matter of minutes. And we called it too fast for that to happen. So niggas ended up having to drive into the depths of West Philly. So, like, the way this shit was set up is like...
Oh, you went and...
To pick the phone up. Yeah, because they didn't turn the phone on until they got home.
Oh, so you pulled up on a nigga house who just stole your shit?
Sure, yeah. But it was like, yo.
Man, I ain't pulling up on no motherfucking
body.
Nah,
we going to get the phone. We going to get the phone because the way I see it, at the end of the day, like, it's all tracked.
It's all tracked.
So you bring it, like, it's one thing.
Nah, I'm just talking about niggas wanting that fade. I mean, like, if you go, like, you decide, all right, cool, like, I'm probably going to have to fight the nigga.
As soon as the phone turned on, I got a notification and it immediately called because it left my number.
Yeah.
So when she called, it was like, oh, like...
It was just y'all two that went?
Yeah.
Where?
She was like, I think I found your phone, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, that sound good. Where you going to be at? I'm going to be here. All right, cool, we on the way. Went over to get it. So, like, as we pull up to get there, that street is a one-way, and then it's like an alley, though. And on that alley was a car parked down the alley. Light stayed on the entire time. Nobody moved. So it was like, it felt like, not no for bullshit, it felt like somebody was watching what went down. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, I could understand though, because it was a girl that took it. So if it ended up getting left, at least she wasn't like by herself. Because as soon as the transaction was over, we got the phone from the girl, everything was cool. The car turned its lights off and went in front of us and left.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, as soon as we got the phone, it was like, whoop. And did. But it was like, I don't understand how niggas moving like that. Like, they didn't steal the phone.
Yeah, that's...
Like I set you up with... You stealing my phone, I set you up with that. And then I'm going to come to you and set you up. But whatever. But it is West Philly. And niggas do get out of character, like, on the regular. So, mm-hmm. I understand. But at the same time, this is episode 76 of the Regulation Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Shake.
Boop Nook.
You know what I'm saying? Mocha Dean dropped the bomb for him one time. Shout out to the man, the myth, the legend, the cheater of Nigga Rivia.
Oh, I was about to say, whoa. I was like, what you putting on? What you putting on my man? Zig Love in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Buzz back. You know what I'm saying?
Miss your boozy.
Episode 75 just passed and 76 now. We just want to take a minute to shout out all the listeners, shout out to social media. What's all the ads, Sean? Come on, man.
Follow us on Twitter and the regulation. The O in regulation is a zero. Follow us on Instagram.
Yo, Bird did that shit.
And the regulation, and the regulation pod on Instagram. TikTok is just and the regulation, I believe.
We're going to try to make that shit a little bit more uniform, so it's easier to find us everywhere. We got to come up with something.
Well,
yeah, for sure.
The thing is, and the regulation was taken already, so I just had to put a fucking zero.
It was some, yeah, this shit was like, I remember when we looked it up.
Why is dude and the regulation pod?
It's too long.
It's mad letters to type.
Yeah, I guess I would hope that as soon as you type in the E on any platform, it just goes straight to end the regulation. Because we're that famous. Hopefully.
One day we're going to get it.
Yeah. But yeah, make sure y'all subscribing too.
Download. Subscribe, rate, 5 stars, nothing less. Tell a friend.
Yeah, we 5 stars on Spotify. I was checking facts. The other day. That's
all
tough.
17 of them reviews. We need more reviews.
Oh, we got 17? That's
more,
tough.
More reviews, more downloads, more likes. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all you guys that do. The subscribes, the downloads, the likes, all of those things help us, you know, as far as analytics are concerned. We too would like to be sponsored by BET.
yeah, right.
Yo, BET is going downhill.
Yeah, yeah.
BET is not the BET we grew up on.
Nah.
You're beefing with BET?
BET has me blocked on Twitter, bro. All
right, wait, hold on.
What?
BET has you blocked?
Yes.
Bro, Quincy, all I kept saying.
Okay, BET is run by white executives. Like, they're owned by Viacom.
Yep.
So it's like, yo.
What does that have to do with you?
It was never black entertainment television.
It was at one point. BET wasn't always Viacom.
Yeah, yeah, it was always.
When it had Rap City.
Quincy Jones died.
Wait, Quincy Jones, he dead?
No.
As far as I'm concerned, he don't own BET no more.
I'm crazy.
Bro, I've just been saying that. I've been like, ever since Quincy Jones died.
I was saying, I just watched a Quincy Jones documentary on Netflix. Like, that show was fire.
Like, he was wilding like 2 years ago.
Bro, it seemed like he rolling over his grave. Did you watch the BET Pep Awards?
Bro, he's alive.
Bro, he's dead for this episode. This episode named R.I.P. Quincy Jones.
Yo, do not put that in the air, bro. Because that's the...
Yo, it's crazy. Are them EOR full circle mode?
Yo.
You don't know how crazy. You just be scrolling, you be like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
yo, if Mr. Hey, like, come on, bro. Like, bro, relax.
Yeah,
come on,
like, come on, don't guys. Do that.
But yeah, did y'all happen to catch the BET Hip Hop Awards at all?
You know the answer to that.
So I actually had the slight privilege of watching that by force. While I
a
was,
woman,
two women actually. Shout out to
damn.
Yeah, I was over there.
Boy, living.
You feel me? I was over there hanging out with Titan, and that's what was on the TV. So I had brought my P5, and I was like, all right, niggas, just, you know what I'm saying, game out a little bit. But my mom was watching the war shit, so I'm like, niggas can't take over the big TV. And not in my crib. Like, if it was in here and that's what that was, you know what I'm saying? Mom's got to get out. But,
She gonna watch this God of War.
Yeah, bro, that's exactly what the intent was. You feel me? We gonna slay these mythical beasts.
Did you set up your account?
Yeah. I'm on
Like you got the plus?
I got the premium, bro. I got God of War already. I started playing.
Oh, nigga, like, you got to see the name and everything, bro. Yeah. So I can ask you the PS5 guy.
It's EOR Shake.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I got
Zig
to the
baseball
guys too.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was not the BET we grew up on.
Like, what happened? I know what was...
BET is where they put all their niggas. Like, it is the most... It is just, like, the ghetto.
I know. I think the dude that owned the Bobcats before, Jordan, he owned BET, and then he sold it to Debra Lee, and then Debra Lee sold it.
Yeah, but I say... All right. Basically, oh, yeah, because Debra Lee was... Yeah. Time.
So then, I guess you sold all the shit to Viacom, like... But...
Because wasn't...
And now BET is the Bobcats.
Adam Morrison of the Bobcats.
Ew.
Yeah, BET got diabetes.
So is it like, first of all, Fat Joe was hosting it.
Oh, was he?
Fat Joe had I don't mind outfit changes.
I don't mind Fat Joe because I probably wouldn't choose for him to host my award show though. But I mean, I don't fucking. But see, I like Fat Joe. I find Fat Joe to be an interesting character. But I mean, he's like
a character.
That yeah, he's
perfect,
a character.
The
yeah.
perfect word. That you use. He is a character. He and DJ Khaled are very similar as far as the character that they play. They're very racially ambiguous, and they hang out with enough niggas to where they say nigga in their speech, nobody kind of questions it.
But on differences though, Fat Joe is really about that life though. Fat Joe, really, like Fat Joe, killing.
Really like that?
Yeah, he's like that. Yo,
elaborate though.
Oh yeah, you ain't know that?
Nah, because to me he was just the West Love nigga.
I know.
He was also puns like. Man, you feel me? Like for a while,
but he was.
Oh no, 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 Fat Joe.
So he was like, "Yo, you nice at rap, but I want you to rap."
That's him.
But Joey had. Oh, he always had street cred.
Yeah, Fat Joe from the Bronx. That nigga will shoot you.
Stab you
for sure. You didn't know that?
What?
You ain't know that. Fat Joe was like that.
Yeah,
the nigga in all the leather outfits.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Fat Joe was like that. Like even ass 50. That's Tony A was talking about on Vlad TV. He was like, I never respected Ja Rule or Irv Gotti. He was like, because them niggas was never in the streets. Them niggas never did nothing. Like Tony A was talking about one time he went to like some hoagie shop that Ja Rule and niggas owned, and just to troll them niggas, he put all his promo for his album like on the walls inside and on the windows and shit. He was like, But when it came to Joey, like, he was like, I actually respect Fat Joe. He was like, because, like, that nigga, like, them niggas was really in the streets. Like, but yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? That's crazy.
You ain't never heard about Jay-Z and them being in the beef and Pun put his hair in a bun and threw a bottle at Jay?
Yeah. Fat Joe get shaken.
Funny to get it in too, bro.
I just think it's funny that y'all think I would know this shit.
I mean, I thought everybody kind of knew that, to be honest with you. Yeah, like...
None of this was. This is all news to me. Sean, you know this?
See? All
right, so we 50-50 in here. It's not, I'm saying it's not as common as you think. Some of us aren't hood rats. But just watching it, you could very much so tell how, like let's put this in perspective, right? There was an award, and it's very modernized. I will say that they've done a decent job of, like, making the award shows very, a little bit more diversified. Like, the ciphers are still there, but it's not... You know, like
what it used to be.
It's not like I used to look forward to them ciphers.
Mm-hmm.
I used to look forward to them ciphers. They had this one nigga just rapping on command throughout the show.
I know Meek was mad that they put his baby moms up there, right? Yeah, because the girl who was rapping and doing whatever she was doing. Did you actually hear the? Yeah, bro, it was bad.
Lil Wayne,
yeah, she don't rap, bad. So that's why I'm
Lil
like
Wayne thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I like she. Shout so,
young boy.
So, fucking. But yeah, like Meek, baby moms don't rap. Wayne daughter don't rap, right?
No.
So I don't know why they was doing this.
She was a singer.
Like, I don't know what this was, and it was all females. Was it all female cipher?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was, but it was. So Meek was basically like, "Yo, like y'all put my baby moms in this, like embarrass her, like she embarrassed like." Y'all co-signed her embarrassing herself because y'all know she don't rap and like this shit is terrible. Like, yeah.
It was
That has white producer written all over.
Ready? Let's put it in perspective, right? Though there was an award for like basically like best is best media outlet for best hip hop media outlet. So there was Carisha Please. There was Hip Hop DX. There was Drink Champs. And there was a couple other. There was like three more up there.
We know what the number Vlad is gotta be.
Vlad wasn't nominated.
What,
Ready? It's for niggas.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm about to say Vlad gotta be.
Niggas got up there and said it's a tie. I lost my fucking mind.
Who is it?
T.I. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Here's the, guess who the presenter was. 3 seconds. Nigga Rivia. Hot lightning round.
Oh, one. Fuck.
Two.
Meg Thee Stallion.
I don't know who the presenter was. But...
And the producer was Tip Harris. Problem one.
Why?
Bro.
Can you recreate how the way he presented?
I was just on T.I. I was just looking up something. Like, while we were sitting here, I was just looking at something that T.I. was doing. Because him and Charleston White beefing now. Because
that is a glorious
yo,
beef.
That is great.
Well, because Charleston White was talking shit about yo.
What's that verse?
So, cause I guess Charleston White was talking shit about Boosie's son and fucking and T.I.'s son, and then T.I.'s son was like, "Yo, like when I see him, beat your ass type shit." And then Charleston White alerted the authorities, and then yo,
he said he was going to hell. Yeah, niggas keep
what that nigga said. He said if a nigga knock me out and I wake up. And it's a whole bunch of people with their phones out. I'm shooting the niggas with the phones. And I'm like, what? What?
Bro, he don't make sense.
But he if you, well, but he kind of do don't make sense, though. Like, that's the crazy part about it all.
But fuck Charleston White. The reason I brought this up is to set the stage for what happened, the travesty that took place at the BET Awards.
Who you think won?
A tie? I mean, well... So was Joe Budden shit on there?
Nah. So was it nominated?
You said Carisha so, Please.
Carisha Please.
Hip Hop
so
Diaz.
Carisha Please is one of the winners, right? I'm gonna tell. I
was about to say I kind of like her shit. That's
so as the best hip hop media outlet.
But she shouldn't have won that.
It was a tie between Carisha Please and Drink Champs.
Oh no! Oh whoa! Yeah, Drink Champs by far is
bro.
Is,
that's what as soon as I seen it, I was like, oh, mind you, I caught the part where I didn't see Carisha Please. So I'm like, when I seen that, I'm like, bro, what? I'm like, no. And it was like, it's a tie. And
Carisha course, Please don't even got 20 episodes.
She wasn't exactly. There was six of them, bro. And she, so of course she wasn't there. She wasn't there to accept the award, and then so Drink Champs kind of got to have their moment.
Yeah,
but you're gonna make Drink Champs. Fucking all like they're in like 300-400 episodes or some crazy kitchen. Shit like that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Gonna
that's
make these niggas share that moment, like because they're not gonna get that record. Like, granted, the streets know.
Yeah,
and people who into podcasting know, people who into hip hop culture and stuff like that. We know, but on a grand stage,
yeah,
like,
that's
gonna
crazy.
Make them share their fucking moment with fucking
somebody who even
C-girl?
Got. That's like that. That's really like giving. Fucking LaMelo Ball MVP over LeBron or some shit like that, like
making them
co MVPs and niggas rookie year type shit, like
some whole bullshit that happened.
The best hip hop album.
No,
yes, it is. What else happened, Bird?
Let's give Lotto the song of what was it, song of the year?
Yeah. That was
that's insane.
Yeah, wait, what song was that?
It was, I don't know, it was some new shit. It was some new shit that she came out with. It didn't really get radio play. I'm not hating on her as an artist. I'm just like,
see,
yo, you're
over Kodak. What song was
Super, Super Gremlin?
So Super Gremlin is in 2K.
I remember when that track dropped, bro. I was like,
I'm not gonna
Jesus.
Hold you. I didn't hear that song before Antonio Brown quit the NFL.
Word?
At all.
Oh,
Antonio Brown quit the NFL. And I heard that song that day. I was like, and I listened to the whole thing. I'm like, damn, this really AB life.
Yeah.
I listened to that shit. I'm like, yo.
Them niggas from Florida
really is
different.
A gremlin.
But that him.
I
but
Perma's fate, but I still hate it because I'm a gremlin.
Yeah, that shit. But it is.
That's crazy.
Like, the caption for his Instagram shit really turned that up. Because he was like, I'm a super gremlin. All right. And then it just took off.
Yo, but his video, they did the...
He dropped his own shit after that. Genius
marketing. They did the comparison of the YouTube videos, the numbers or whatever, because it's always about numbers. So her video was at 6 million. His was at 223 million views. It's like...
What label is she under? Is she independent? I mean, we don't know.
No, I think she's under Atlantic.
Oh, I say because I mean, like it when like these songs that blow up or get the most love and all that other shit, most of the times aren't the best songs. It's just labels push these tracks. Like when Fetty Wap had one of the greatest runs in fucking history of music, mm-hmm. having like what he have was it 5 tracks in the top 10 at one time? Was it 8? So,
baby, how you doing?
But it's crazy, like even My Way dropped. I remember being at Montclair in 2013, like him performing that song and shit, and like nobody was there. And then a year, 2 years go by, then he gets signed, now the labels recycle that, push it out, and then you get a fucking, then Drake decides to hop on your shit. And then it's all like,
imagine that. Imagine if like a year from now, Drake heard Cloth Talk and was like, I need this.
Yeah, I'm finna rap on that.
And just hit you and was like, hey bro, like,
but that's how it happens, man.
We about to turn this shit up. I'm about to change your life.
Yeah, you ready?
It's gonna be my song though. So like I know it say remix and the first one is your song. But when he search this song, it's gonna say Drake featuring Zig Love. You with that?
Yeah.
Right. As long as we understand
the fucking Drake package.
Niggas be like,
hey, yo.
niggas be like, yo, I need to own my masters, this, that, and third. I'm like, bro, if your masters ain't worth shit, owning them don't fucking matter. Owning it doesn't matter. Like, it.
Would you rather grind it out, get the money, and then buy them back? Or would you just say, fuck it, live life different?
If you own your masters 100%, it probably means that you're 100% independent. But if you're not making money,
that's when you sell.
If you're not making money, then like your career isn't gonna get to the height that you want.
It's not
gonna
get to the point where having your master. It's like, but I got my own masters. It's like, yeah, nigga. But
you have
one bedroom.
Yeah,
apartment.
You have 5,000 strings, nigga. Build. But like, if you get signed, like I would never do a 360 deal though. Like. Personally,
yo, can you elaborate, like, for because I don't want to assume that everybody really understands
what a 360
deal is. Can you elaborate, from your experience?
So, like, you essentially,
a fucking slave.
It's
well, I know that part, but it's like
it's like when college kids couldn't get paid for their name, name, image, and likeness, like the NIL shit. So, any and everything I do. Goes to like the label has a right to. So like, let's say I'm on this podcast. So niggas signed me to a 360 deal. That's bigger than music.
We got Drake in a 360. We got Zig in a 360.
Yeah, right. Deal. So let's say this podcast we start to get sponsored, like, and niggas are making money, all that other shit. I would have to give my label a percentage of what I'm getting from this podcasting deal, even though it has nothing to do with music, because I don't own my name, image, and likeness. More or less.
Your tour money, all
this
stuff.
Yeah.
All the stuff where you go get your money from.
And then they give you that advance.
Yo, that makes that conversation we had earlier off pod in the chat even wilder.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes that even wilder. Yeah.
So, but I mean, really what you want to do is, that's why Master P is so important, because Master P, like, he was one of the first niggas to get a distribution deal. So a distribution deal is when, you know, you end up, like,
hey, I own my music, but you just going... Sell it for me.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and then
need the plug.
And then you figure out the percentage. So a lot of it is like 85-15. Like you give Universal whatever 15%, and then you keep your 85. But then they push it, and then do like all that other shit.
Yo,
but
you know, he went gold off of each project that he did.
That's tough.
Yeah,
I seen this shit. I don't know if it was a documentary or whatever it was, where I seen they was like.
And then when they give
taking
you
niggas to buy, like when they signed to No Limit or whatever, they was taking niggas to like cul-de-sac or whatever, and giving them a house, like, mm-hmm. yo, you own this, like, this is yours.
Yeah,
like, nobody could ever take it from
bro. I told Master P probably one of the greatest black people we'd ever known. I think he the biggest hood legend, bro. Like, cause
I would agree to that.
The nigga was in the, like, he did everything at a high level. Nigga played in the NBA. That might be Raul with the nice hand. What's up, cousin? Rah-rah. Yo, man, this nigga was drunk. This nigga was drunk as a bitch yesterday. It was bad. Niggas copped a bottle of Henny.
All right, you're gross. Continue with
360. Yo, is that bottle? You still have any of that?
I think she has it.
She has it? I think so. Yo, niggas copped a bottle of Henny at Lit 21 and just like
filthy
blacked out.
First of all, you was in Lit 21. Second of all, you copped a bottle of Lit 21. Yeah. Third of all, you copped a bottle of Henny at Lit 21. So already y'all was being nasty.
Yeah,
I know you.
It was true. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, the laugh is insane.
Thanks,
yeah. We was fucked. I don't know why we did that, bro. Why do we do that?
Nasty.
Yo, can I hit your vape, please? Please,
continue,
bro.
With Master P being the greatest hood nigga ever.
Yo, but bro, he did everything at such a high level. Oh, yo, I found your vape behind.
You found my vape, nigga. You had it.
Nah, it was behind the behind that shit.
I knew you was gonna find it when I found you.
It's crazy because like because it's crazy.
I knew you was gonna find that shit.
It was right here on the table, right?
No, nigga, I don't know where it's at. This is a new one.
Oh, you don't have it?
See how nigga telling himself?
No, I'm saying I found a green one behind my bag. And then
when you found it?
When?
Yeah, it was after I asked you about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. If
yo, yeah. God. Yeah, yo, that was the rule at work. That was it at work.
Niggas like, yo, where's my vape? Like,
see. Pat they pox in it. Where's it at?
Nah, but nah, dead ass though. It was in the little corner shit, and then I found that shit, and I was like, oh bet. And then
I found your vape. Bet. Oh well, bet.
I thought I left it on the table, so I actually don't know where it's at because I don't have it. Niggas.
But you were saying about
but yeah, bro, he's the greatest black person.
Well, like just seeing he has
the NBA drug snacks. Dealing, rap snacks,
rapper
music career, like.
His son, ready?
Yeah.
His son had a show on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
For his childhood.
And his son was nice as fuck. Bro, Romeo was nice as fuck at basketball. He had a full scholarship to USC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
full scholarship. And he was helping football too, from what I heard.
Yo, it's just so crazy because, like, that's one hell of a role model to have. That's one hell of a role model to have because you can look around, you see everything you got, and it's like, yeah, his life was a little bit different than ours, definitely a whole lot more privileged than ours, but he showed his son, like, yo, you don't have to take what these people give you.
Yeah, Master P's story is crazy, though. Like, his grandfather, I watched the No Limit doc on BET, if y'all got some time. So his grandfather had died because he was sick, and then... he went to the hospital and then they fucked up on a surgery or some shit like that. So he died because of the hospital. So they ended up kind of, but not like a real, yeah.
I mean, obviously you want pop-ups too.
He ended up getting $10,000. So I know the nigga ended up moving to California, to the Bay in Richmond, if I'm not mistaken, by like Oakland shit, buying like a store, like a record shop, mm-hmm. and then living in the record shop with his lady, Romeo as a kid. Yeah, and then staying there, and then he ended up, and when he was out there, he's just selling all his shit out the trunk, and all that, and then I don't even know how he ended up popping
that's a nigga with a vision,
bro.
That's why, like, as men, and just as people, like, when you understand what you want for yourself, and other people can't see it, they can't see how you're gonna get there. It's okay, you know. It's okay to trust yourself, to trust your plan, because nobody has to live your life but you.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with my child last night. Like that shit was crazy.
It's like, yo, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be sitting here. Nobody, and it's not to say nobody's looking to you, but nobody's looking to you to do for me. Nobody's looking to anybody to do for me. They're looking for my parents to make sure I'm okay,
mm-hmm.
but nobody does for me daily.
Yeah.
So it's like, where I want to be in life, nobody's going to get me there but myself. I have people that's going to help me along the way, but if I don't put that work in, if we all don't decide that, like, whatever it is that we want to achieve, whatever it is we want to get out of this shit that's called life, we're never going to get it if we don't want it for ourselves.
It's crazy because the last couple months, like, floating around these jobs and sets and whatever, and now I got the job that, like, I really, honestly, I kind of don't even know how I got this shit for real. Like, I'm on a work call today, and everybody's talking about what they did previously, and this dude's like, yeah, I was working for the NBA the last 18 years. This one dude, you know the Michael K. Show?
the producer, Andrew. So it's this dude, Andrew, whatever, talking. I'm like, wait. I'm like, what? I'm like, where was you at? I was like, where were you? I was like, you Andrew from the Michael K show producing? He was like, yeah. I was like, bro, I've been listening to you for like the past however many fucking years, and now I'm about to be working directly with you. Like, this is, they were like, what were you doing? I was like, bartender.
No, and it's like that, it's the same thing for me at work. Like, they're like, oh, where were you over here? I was like, serving at my best friend's bar.
Yeah.
They're like, and now you're, they're like, that's a crazy jump to go from server to sous chef. And I was like, I mean, I did this before, but like, life took me on a path where I needed to do something else. And that's okay. Like, some people look at that and they'll take it as like, oh, you weren't serious about what you wanted to do. And you wanted, it's like, nah, bro, sometimes A, life get the best of you. Sometimes you was at a shitty job.
Life
and
definitely got the best of me for a little bit.
You ever had?
That's what I'm going through right now. Sure. And I would say that being at the post office, I said it took 2 years of going through some bullshit, realizing that they use intimidation tactics.
The post office, the post office is a scary place. It's terrible because people stay there, bro, and like their life, like
they
that shit.
They basically get you in a 360. They pay you enough so you can get by, right? So, and then they try. Then they try to treat
and
you like shit. And it's like, bro,
and
you
getting paid more than you getting paid more than most regular folk. Like, not most in the world, but you know, the average person. Yeah. Like,
especially like if you were to start like at a, let's say like. Let's say you start at 60. I don't know what it is, but let's say you start at 60. Right, my bad. I don't know. Yeah. I'm using ballpark like, figures. And it's like...
Yeah, how much money?
It's like four. It's like you start off at 40. I know when I turned full-time back in 2016, it was 36.
Yeah. And but now...
I was making more as a part-timer than I was as a full-time. Like, it's just...
You really got to pay your dues, but eventually you make that bread, though. Eventually, you make that bread. It take a while.
It's after you done worked your body.
Yeah,
through,
yeah.
Like
the 60-hour work weeks.
Like, no, I'm not doing that.
And don't it be some shit like you don't even know if you're... Well, I know every department is different, though. But I know, like, some... like the homies and shit. Shout out to DJ Mello and, you know, the homies who at the post office. Like,
if they
would've
talked to me before they went, I would've told them no. And I've been, everybody that comes to me was like, yo, I'm going to work at the post office. I'm like, yo, if you value your life and you have a life outside, yo, the post office is not for
you. Yeah, case. It's case.
They take from you. Like, and I wish I would've paid attention when I was in the orientation, because the dude was like, you know, the post office is basically your life. You can't go get a second job. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm just like, yo.
Yeah, you got.
Like, in that moment, but I was like 20. I'm like, yo, I need to get some bread. Right
I need this
like,
bread.
I can't be
in that 20. Making what you was making that shit in me.
Yeah, like that was a jump. Like I went from being in Rutgers Catering under Airmark at Rutgers North.
Wow.
To be in the post office. So I jumped from going to Target, then I went to the Rutgers Catering, which they started paying me like $10.50, then to the post office, which they started paying me like $16.
Bro, that's a jump. 16,
yeah, 15, 16. I think it was $15.30 they started paying us.
Bro, making $16 at 20, you were doing all right.
Yeah.
Because they had no real bills and weren't spending money on alcohol.
Nah.
I was paying
rent at my...
Yeah, man. I was when I was 21, I was making like day after college, I made like 55 bands, something like that. Like,
that's tough.
And it was tough, but then after doing it for like a year and a half, I was like, yo, I hate this shit. And then I chose to make a decision that I feel like every job I didn't like, I almost like sabotaged it so I wouldn't have to be there no more, just because I knew like, yo, if I don't enjoy this, I can't do this forever. Like, I'm not like those people who can, I mean, having a daughter now is different because you got to just.
Can't do it as dramatically because I'm one of them people too where it's just like, I don't like this no more.
Yeah, if I ain't fucking with it, like because I be thinking like, yo, I say this term all the time, this is my life. Like, this is my life. And when something's your life, bro, you gotta just, you have to, how are you gonna decide to live this? What are you gonna do? And I always said, like, I have to somewhat enjoy what I'm doing every day, or else I'm gonna live and be like, bro, I didn't enjoy, like, what the fuck I was doing. But I had unwavering faith that eventually I would find something that works, and then I just, now, it seems like that's where I'm at.
That's what really matters. The belief in yourself that at some point, it's like, bro, this is my, and knowing. Like, and I had to get out of the mindset of that, like, I'm going to try and build a career and build a longevity at every place that I go to. Because the reality is, these people is millionaires, and I'm not part of their long-term plan. I never was. If I was, I'd have been here from the beginning.
Facts.
Feel me? They didn't know Tyler Glover before he came here. They will know who I am before I leave from here. With the impact that I have on this place, it's going to be positive, might be negative, to depend on whose perspective it is. But whatever it is, this is not where I'm meant to be. And I found myself early in my career being like, moving whatever it was around for my job. And this, now it's like, yo, if the job cannot, if I can't continue my personal life the way it is, it's like, yo, I see my son on this day, this day, and the third. Yo, I don't know if that's something that we can do. It's like, all right, but what can you do? Because this right here is not going to change. Because
niggas got to do something.
This not going to change. And it's not, okay, so that's every week? That's every week, meaning it's not changing for nothing unless unless I let you know it's changing.
Exactly. Like one of the big things.
It's like me getting hired here is contingent on this.
Yeah, and
it's not changing.
And you got to have like, and sometimes also like you can't explain what you're doing to everybody. Now I think that's also like a big thing.
Because everybody does not need to know everything. Yeah. All information is not for everybody. That's information why, that's nigga, necessary that's, for you to nigga, have.
That's why I keep walking around like my foot hurt. That's all I keep saying. They're like, yo, what you gonna do? I'm like, I think I'm gonna go to the doctors out there in the month. I don't know. I hope he gotta be able to do something for my foot. Like, yeah, it's fucked up. Like,
yeah, be at work with a gangster lean, just
faking an injury. Nigga Ben Simmons has a job.
Yep.
Yo.
No, dead ass though, because you got to prioritize yourself.
You ever try to say that? Yo, you know that's a thing now. You can tell your job, yo, I'm taking a mental health day. Nigga.
Yeah, you know, kids in high school can do that. Like, they have a lot of mental health days in high school now.
What?
Yeah, my little brother took a mental health day this past year. I was like, nigga, you going through something? He's like, nah, I'm just tired, bro.
But you know what?
Sometimes you need
that. That's okay, bro. Yeah, that's okay, and like. The fact that, like, at some point, and, like, our parents will call it weak. The parents before them will call it weak, call niggas soft, whatever it is. That's why y'all niggas ain't work out your problems. That's why it came down to your kids. And that's why it trickled down to us. And that's why we tired of the shit. We looking back and seeing 2 and 3 generations of people who didn't take time for themselves, who didn't break, who didn't say all, who didn't express themselves, who stayed fucking just coiled up until the point where they exploded. No, we're like, I don't know, maybe I'm going to get a therapist.
Yeah.
Somebody's just going to listen to me talk about my shit. Cause I need to vent, and like if I vent to the person that's causing me the problems, it's not gonna do nothing.
Bro,
to
cause it's, more it's, problems. Going, it's just gonna back. Yo, that's it's yo. The
argument with
the person causing your problems cannot. Yo,
the person who hurts you can't console you. Like, yo, it's
the
so.
The thing is, I heard is like they wonder why calm people are so calm, and it's because of like past traumatic experiences of like when it's a lot of yelling, it's a lot of just loudness. It's like, bro, you don't even gotta talk. Wow, nigga, like, we could just have a
simple you communicate.
Conversation. You can't, it's certain things, like, you can't, it's like, you can't take me out of my space unless, like, outside of being disrespectful to me, you just, like, you can't take me out of my space. Once I feel disrespected, it's like, all right, cool, it's a different person. It's not the same hee-hee-ha-ha shit. I'm difficult. Now I'm a hard person to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a lot to say. Now I talk to people with not the way I talk to people unacceptable. And it's like, no. Because 85% of the people, 85%, 90% of the time, I'm not like that. It's that 10% of time where, like, you cross that you got me fucked up line where it's like,
you gonna see.
You gonna meet the person that you didn't know you hired.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you were showing your best foot and I was showing mine, but like ain't nobody asked to see the foot bottom.
Mm-hmm. No, it's gonna be insane. It's gonna be insane when I leave the
this nigga, bro.
But it's gonna be insane when I leave the post office, because the way I wanna leave is gonna be epic. I think I might just flame my boss, like just bring her to the middle of the floor and just flame her. Please. And then quit.
Please record.
Oh no, I might have niggas record because she got a BBL and it's bad, like it's very bad, and it's like yo you got a BBL and niggas still don't want you.
Shout out to all the women taking their BBLs out now. I've been seeing that a lot.
What you talking about, Chloe?
Well, no, I'm so.
She took hers out too.
Yeah,
they all look deformed now.
I be seeing that shit in regular life. What was
it? It was there's a thread. I wish I can't. I gotta look for it. It was this chick that basically she planned out. She like almost timed out Kim K's like like the way she was gonna move about with Kanye, taking out her implants, transforming back in like marketing herself more white, because you see that now, right? Mm-hmm. She's removed her implants. She doesn't. Her tone is not as her skin tone not as dark. She's not doing the tan thing. She looks like a regular white woman. You feel me? And she spent all them years looking like an aunt. You know what I'm saying? With the fake butts and marketing that. And there was a thing where it was like, yo, people with money are getting the implants removed because everybody has them now.
And also because of health reasons. Like, they can't, like, you can't.
Your body's not
built to. Yeah, your body's not built to do certain shit. And, like, it really starts to fuck people's shit up.
But it really, like, and I just want to know what type of, like, what is going to be the next medical fad, like, that is going to be paired with the repercussions of these types of surgeries. Because they already have what they call, like, one of my peoples actually has a business for it. And it's like a house or something that you go to after you get your BBL, where it's like you don't got to fly right back or whatever.
You got to rest.
And they stay there, and they basically, like, take care of you.
Yeah, you got to rest.
Until, you know what I'm saying, you're in condition to be normal again. I forgot what it's called, but I got to look it up. But it's like if you... But it's like that's how you don't gotta take a whole flight in fetal position and like and all that stuff. Like, that's how they do it. But that shit costs wild money. Somebody's making money off the fact that people gotta like drain liquid out their butt.
Yeah, which is crazy. I don't know. I feel like any artificial enhancements to your body is like, for me, I find that to be,
especially in finding out that you can just build one at the gym.
Yeah,
you can build the ass. You see the videos online all the time.
And you only going to have what you have the capacity to have. But, like, at the end of the day, it's still... You can make it as ass as you want to make it. Just, you know... But, see, but then there's...
Just be yourself.
Then there's the whole fat transfer shit, which is, I guess, the healthier way, because they're using actual fat from your body and putting it in other places. But I just feel like... I mean, I know a lot of mothers go through this, like, post-pregnancy, because women do end up losing... Like, certain aspects of themselves, like, well, not all, but some lose certain aspects of themselves. So they're like, oh, I need a mommy makeover, like, you know, because women are very, you know, like, their body is important to them, like.
Like, yo, these same titties I've been sucking on, like.
Like, it do. Gotta, like, bodies do change. That shit got to be tough for women though after pregnancy, because like, I know, like, even like the mother of my child, like, she lost her curls. Like, she just now starting to get her curls back. And I'm like, it's crazy, because when I met you in 2015, like, your hair was always consistently curly, and I'm just like, damn, it's crazy how just having a fucking child can make you like change your whole entire shit.
Yo, speaking of having children, y'all ever gone to the store and cop just condoms?
100%.
What was that experience like? What was the look on the cashier face?
I've done that many times.
Do you like, you buy some you buy some chips with it? Do you buy a drink with it? Like,
nah. Nope.
You just buy the rubbers?
Yep.
Y'all niggas.
Yeah. What just
Yo, bro, it's fucking condoms. Like, I'll be fucking. Like, what the, like,
cause you really fuck the condom first before you fuck her.
Alright.
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
That's a fact.
Like, really, if you think about it, it's a threesome. it's Yo. You, her, and the condom.
Zig, don't think too deep on this one, bro.
I'm not wrong.
So it's like you're having an orgy?
A rubber orgy?
Yeah, rubber
That's
orgy.
That's the episode name. Fuck whatever it was. A rubber orgy.
A rubber orgy?
A rubber orgy.
But especially when you start using more than one. You know what I'm saying?
What? Y'all ever put more than one condom
on? Hold on. No. I don't like the way you said that.
Nah,
so
never.
So after you don't take it off and use a new one, you just keep using it?
I thought you meant putting on two condoms.
No, bro. That's how you get... Prank, that creates more friction. That double that's condoms why, is not it. That's why I
looked at you. Has any of y'all niggas ever put on more than one condom? Don't. I hope one.
Oh, nah. Yeah, we're adults. No. We're children.
I
put one
on. I know a couple of niggas who
put. How many sides to a condom? Took too long to think. It's one side, you nasty fuck.
No, it's four.
It's four sides to a condom?
What?
Bro, alright, so how many sides to a pair of drawers?
It really is two.
It's not no sides.
One side to a
there's
condom,
a, there's an inside, there's an outside.
Right, but I'm all right. So how many usable sides to a condom? Since I got to make one. It real. All right, yo, y'all niggas was disturbing me a little bit. Me and Sean had the same face. We was like,
yeah. What? I mean,
I'm thinking about the condom being on. That's why.
Why would you ever put a condom on?
All right. Says the niggas with children. Oh, but nah, yo, shit. Going to the store to buy a buy a box of condoms, like.
You don't want a bottle of water with that? Right?
Nah,
bro. Nah, bro. I'm about to go beat. What the fuck do I need else here, bro?
Well, I need to be.
You don't need hydration?
She got water at her house. The fuck?
A pussy wet.
You gonna drink that?
Yeah.
For hydration?
Yeah.
That's a nasty drink.
That shit help my eczema.
I'm a nasty nigga.
We said that shit help,
that shit help my eczema.
Oh, nigga Zig said, that girl got the aqua for
that shit help. That shit help my eczema. Yeah. Yep.
She got that Eucerin. That's cream.
A vino coochie. Crazy.
What'd you say earlier? Shake that Vionna.
That VO9.
Oh.
Bird guy in the car smelling like shampoo.
The VO9. It's, you know exactly. It's like, you know exactly what that shit smelled like, too.
You know
too.
What the label, yo.
Exactly. You know exactly. You know what the label looked
because
like.
No matter
what the bottle looked like.
It's a VO9. It all smelled the same.
You just know it's VO9.
Yo. VO9.
That's crazy. There's like a list of shit that niggas used that was probably just.
That tall, thin. Like it's a tall. I'm not gonna make the shape, but it's like it's cocoa butter, but it's like off brand, and that shit mad loose.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That shit take like 4 hands to rub it in.
Yo, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yo,
bro, that shit.
Niggas put vinegar in that shit, bro.
Like, yo, vinegar in the cocoa butter is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, bro, because I don't know what was wrong with that.
And what's crazy is, like, niggas buy that shit and be like, here. And it's like, damn, this is the only lotion we got, too.
By the time you go outside, you ashy again. Like, that shit was terrible.
Skin be chapped itself.
That shit ain't nothing worse than being ashy and not having no lotion around.
Nah, and you got to stop doing 3-in-1s. Like, we grown now, bro.
Yeah,
you're African.
I got to put WD-40 on my skin.
Yo, you don't got an African
neck? Nigga said.
What?
The African nigga said. He put. Yo, that shit lubricate bike chains.
Yeah. That shit, my clothes stick to my skin.
Yo, bruh.
Nah, you don't got the African neck? It's good for your skin.
Oh, I got one near the purple joint. What? Yeah,
bro. No, I ain't know something. That with the Dr. Bonas, all you need is a little bit, bro.
So your booty hole be like, it's all done. I'm good off the Dr. Bonas, but that shit.
Yeah, they got other flavors, my nigga.
Nah, but that shit.
He just went straight for the peppermint.
Like, bro. I shouldn't be mad after my shower. Like,
It's refreshing.
I'm saying, in the winter, my nigga, coming out the shower with the Dr. Bronner's, bro. It don't matter how hot your house is, it feel crazy.
I was like, yo, what is this? Why do I still feel this?
Yeah, that shit.
And what's crazy is, like, if you use too much of that shit, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Bronner's, you can use it on, you can use it to clean your tub.
Yep.
That shit is 17-in-1.
Yo. And you was just telling us not to use 2-in-1, 3-in-1.
Right.
We grown. <It's> like, this nigga multiplied.
It's like cleaning the sink the same she clean his body with.
That shit, you can wash a car with Dr. Bonner, yeah. Bro.
But that's the good part about it.
Is it really?
Should I be putting that on my skin?
Yeah.
Yo, if you use too much, in between your fingers start to break out. That's why I stopped using it, because I was just, like, I put mad soap on the junk.
Oh, you was
bugging. This nigga was looking at his fingers like he got a manicure.
Yeah. Dr. Bonner's is some shit. The one
they got the almond one.
They got a couple. They got the peppermint. They got the almond
one.
Oh, you was using the rose.
Yeah. Huh? Yo, y'all saw what I put in the chat, right? The
man rose.
Yeah, the man rose.
The three
yeah,
brand.
That shit is crazy. You seen it?
I don't like that blade. I don't like how it be swishing it around. Like,
blade.
I
feel
like you don't like it doing the helicopter.
I don't mind the helicopter. It's how it be. Like, it makes it swish around. That is like, what if this malfunctions?
Yeah, like
that's my immediate thought. Because like theirs is like you know it don't got to go inside. It's outer extremities. Yeah. Ours is more outer than theirs, and you know, that could turn into a real different situation.
Yeah, it could like you could real fast. Fuck your dick up.
Yo.
Like
try and be horny, bro.
Yeah.
Try and be horny, not try when niggas got two hands. You know what I'm saying? God gave us two hands and we gonna buy contraptions.
Yeah, fucking. I mean,
bro, cause where what room of the house are you using that in? You can't use it in your bed, bro. Yeah. Right? Now your bed wet and it's just you.
And it's all over, all crazy. So you kinda gotta do like an open, so what you standing in the middle of the bathroom, like.
And now like what? Now you gotta cut the shower on to justify why the floor wet?
Yeah. Did you see the video where bro drank the juice out the shit? So out the video I sent, there was two. One of them was
whatever just, video that was, I didn't see it.
Yeah, then there's another video where niggas back at the crib and bro's like, all right, I gotta use the bathroom, I'll be right back. And then bro who was still in the living room was like, all right, cool. And he went to get something to drink. And then I guess he, you know, because you got to wash it. So I guess whoever was using it was what, like, had it sitting, like, to the side of the dish rack or whatever. And then bro took the part and poured the juice in it and then drank it. And then bro came back like, oh, like, my nigga, you drinking my yummy. Like, I love drugs. Loving drugs. Love and fuck. What's the hardest drug you ever did, Bert? Weed, that's it?
Nah, yeah, that's all.
You ain't never do no coke?
I came in contact with codeine, but...
You ain't never do no meth, nigga?
Nah. Why would I do that? I'm not white.
Fucking... I remember... I did Molly when I was young. I was probably like 15 when I did Molly.
How the fuck did you come in contact with Molly? I be trying to figure out...
Bro, I did a lot of shit.
How niggas come in contact with certain drugs and stuff.
Now I would say I was around white people, but I wasn't even around white people. I was with my black friends. Did Molly, ecstasy, fucking. This is all before my 16th birthday. Like
imagine taking ecstasy before your 16th birthday.
Yo, I remember I had sex with ecstasy a couple years ago. I only took it twice. That was the second time I took it, but it make you not want to have regular sex no more. That's why I don't, like, I'm good. I don't want to do Molly and XQ. Because it make you want to fuck. Because me, I always say, like, I'd be...
On a regular, like, without that, I'd be wild.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I can't remember the last time I had sober sex, bro. Like, I'm talking about years. Like, if I was to run back, like, the very small list of women I've had sex with in my life...
It's not many.
Fucking... I would honestly probably say the last time I had sober sex was like with nothing in my system, probably like 2016.
I'm like 20.
I'm talking about like
2019 for me.
I'm talking about every time I fuck. Like there's probably liquor in my system. Like
some type of form of
yesterday, bro. I just be wanting to be left alone. I be wanting to be left alone. And it's like, but that's probably a problem though. That's like a codependence, like alcohol and fucking sex and shit like that. And you realize, bro, that's not healthy. It's not like a healthy coping mechanism or whatever the case is. But you know, fuck it. But then I'm like, yo, I can't keep doing this for 50 years because eventually, like, my dick not gonna work.
That's why you gotta drink the kale tonics.
Yeah, like some of
you gotta get the honey pack.
Nah. Honey pack to give you heart attack, bro.
And put it in your ramen noodles.
Fuck is that?
You never saw the honey pack, bro?
They be putting a honey pack in their...
What's the honey pack?
In their chicken wings.
It's like...
Shit get you right.
It's like macaroon, but in honey form. So it give you all the benefits of a macaroon pill.
Oh,
all
right. Oh.
It's in honey form, but it's very bad.
But they be putting it... They be putting it in like barbecue sauce and putting it on their chicken wings.
Somebody got weed all shakes ago. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, this got loud. Yo, I did take half a Viagra pill. In Tijuana.
Why?
So in Mexico you can just get like everything, like all the prescription drugs that we have over here that you can't get over the counter, everything's over the counter out there. So like if you could go, you can get fucking Xanax, you could fucking get fucking penicillin, you could get every fucking thing. So my man's, for whatever reason, he just be doing wild shit sometimes. He was like, yo, like, so we was going to the club, to the strip club. And then, like, right before we went, and he was like, yo, bro, I ain't going to lie. Yo, I got this Viagra. Niggas want to split it? And I'm like, what? Yeah, that's another man, right?
Like, it's not an ecstasy.
Yo, I don't want to do it by myself, but yo, we can split it in half.
So both our dicks can be hard.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, there's no way I'm doing this if there's not a guarantee of vagina, because I'm not about to be running around Mexico with a fucking hard dick, like, you know what I'm saying?
Running
like,
around Mexico, yeah, bricked up.
In fucking cartel country in Tijuana. It's
a different type of bricks.
I was just about to say.
Episode 8, different type of bricks.
Bro,
we got mad episode.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's a couple.
Different type of bricks. What was the other one? Fuck. You gonna listen back and hear it.
Yeah,
you gotta listen to it back for me to decide.
I was thinking the Avino pussy might be a good one too.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah, cause I was saying that the
Avino pussy.
Avino pussy.
Avino coochie.
Yeah, yeah, Avino coochie.
Hold on, we can't clip rub knockouts. We can't do two coochie ones in like within a span of three.
Everybody in here like pussy, right? So going pussy back to back.
Yeah, right. Can't never have too much pussy. That's a lie. You can definitely have too much pussy.
Bricked up in Mexico, or different type of bricks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bricked up in Mexico.
with two C's, shout out to Mister. Like, BRCC apostrophe D.
Yo, Mister's gonna see that shit.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck?
He's like, oh my god, cuz.
Yo,
it was wild. That was the only thing that we talked about that's on the topic list was the condom thing.
Oh, you shit.
Know what I'm saying, from the hip. What is the funniest phobia that you guys have ever heard of? I heard one this week that really I didn't think was possible. And it's not the one you guys all think it is.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like being scared of pussy or something like that?
I'm Jamaican.
We know somebody who's scared of pussy.
I just left. what'd you call it?
God.
Yo. Shorty is afraid of leaves.
Leaves?
But specifically wet leaves.
Yeah.
So I seen this shit on IG. And niggas was on a whole rant because it was raining. And niggas like, oh my God, they're everywhere. Like, and if you know me, like, you know how I feel about wet leaves. And I'm like, hey, my boy.
What the fuck he's talking about?
That's real. Like, that's something real interesting to be scared of. But, like, yeah. Where do phobias really start? They start from when niggas was kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to ask him, like, so where does this come from? Nigga said, I fell in a pile of wet leaves when I was a kid, and it just felt like they were smothering me and attacking me. So, like, I just was never able to, like,
get past it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, run it down.
Well, I know. Also, before you get into that, this girl who I was dating a while ago.
Laughing at other people's fears is great.
Yeah. So, and me, like, I'm going to troll you. Like, yeah, so she's afraid of olives. Like,
she's afraid of olives?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
That's yeah. I've heard that. Like, she afraid of olives. So, like, I remember one time.
My
dad
used to say it was eyes.
Yes. I don't know if I don't know what it is with her, but I definitely, like we would go places and shit, and I would just ask, like, in a cut, I asked her, like, the waitress, something like that. I'm like, yo, y'all got olives? And I just have her just deliver a bowl of olives or some shit like that. And the girl would fucking go crazy, bro. She's like, that's not fucking funny, Zig. It's not fucking funny. I'm like, to you, motherfucker.
Yo, bringing somebody's fear to the table.
Yeah, to the table.
Via waiter is
it's crazy. And then paying for it, like, on a check, you see, like, bowl of olives, $9. It's like,
I got allodoxophobia. It's a fear of people's opinions.
Ooh. Yes. I'm not scared of them. I just don't want one.
You're right.
Like, I don't want them near me.
One is ombrophobia. It's the fear of rain. Phonophobia, the fear of sound. Numerophobia, the fear of numbers.
But how do people even survive with these things?
Niggas be looking at clocks like.
Niggas be walking around with anxiety, like, How much is gas? Fuck.
For a whole different reason.
Hey yo, somnophobia is the fear of falling asleep or sleeping. That is insane.
Aerophobia is the fear of fresh air. Just move to North. You'll be all
right. Right, just live on that stretch or the 1 and 9. You know what I'm talking about? That just not like Bob Pulaski. Live on that stretch, like coming from New York on Pulaski, where it just smell like pure garbage.
Emmethophobia is the fear of dust. Mm. I think it's like 50 of these shits.
The fear of dust.
Globophobia, the fear of balloons.
Balloons?
What did you do on your birthday, my nigga?
Ooh, nice.
Phobophobia is the fear of fear itself.
Of the fear of fear itself. Hmm. But how do you even realize that this is a thing?
Zoophobia is the fear of all animals.
So then you gotta be afraid of humans too, because we're animals.
Nomophobia. Yeah, if anybody can guess what this one is, I'll cash up you $20 if you could guess what.
Yeah, I need this bread. Nomophobia. I'm broke. Nomophobia?
Yeah.
When a person tells you no?
Nah.
Fear of gnomes.
Huh?
Fear of gnomes.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, nah, I had nomophobia.
Spell gnome. Spell nomophobia.
Nomophobia. N-O-M-O phobia.
Fear of
having somewhere to live.
Nah.
Zach. Fuck.
Or the fear of being homeless.
Nah.
The fear of food.
Nah, it's the fear of being without a smartphone.
Gnome?
What?
Nomophobia. Nomophobia.
Give me this shit back. Fuck nomophobia.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What kind of 21st century shit is that?
What the fuck?
I love when T-Mo would cut my phone off. Can't nobody reach me.
Europhobia is the fear of urinating.
Jesus. What? Just call it a fear. Stop putting phobia on everything, bro. I hate phobias, bro. I hate the word phobia.
You're fat phobic.
Because and it's like somebody said to me, it's like, yo, with the way that the word phobia is, phobias are fears, bro. So, like, we have turned in the modern day, the word phobia really just means you don't like something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not literally a fear where there are people who are really...
who suffer from these things.
Yeah. Like, it's somebody who really, like, can't live their life because of this thing.
Yeah.
I'm not fat phobic because I don't like fat people. I'm just... Almost got me there.
Let me say, people that like fat people that want to lose weight are fat phobic.
I wish I was. This Jesus Christ! Like what the like? It just like it doesn't make sense to me, bro. Like,
oh, speaking of my mom says she got something for you. She says she want to talk to you.
Some drugs?
Well, I mean, I hope it ain't drugs or that other thing.
I'm talking about the health drugs.
Oh, no, I think she like might want to consult you or like something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like for sure. Yeah, so I just got to I got to.
Well, the fear of cheese.
I think it's going to say the fear of cheating. I'm about to say, bro, I wish that was me.
It's the fear of cheese. The fear of knees.
No, it doesn't have that.
This nigga Sean about to be.
They don't have them.
Midgets? Do midgets have knees?
I don't know. They bend. Their legs bend. They might have knees. They might have just have none.
And this brings me back to, I think anybody who watches midget porn is a weirdo.
Man, I gotta tell y'all something Elo said. Hold up. I was talking to Elo the other day, and I sent this nigga a video of this girl in a wheelchair, and she got hands. Like, she could really box. Like, I'm gonna show y'all the video.
Oh, I saw that video.
Like, she could really box.
I seen this chick twerking in a wheelchair the other day.
So, here's the video. She could box.
Oh, like, she got hands. I definitely saw that. Imagine getting fucked up by somebody.
Yeah, so I sent this shit to Elo. And in true Elo fashion, this nigga sends back to me, she can't swing backwards. Merry Fistmas.
What is going on?
Hey, you can't swing backwards. Like, what the fuck?
Why would she use that? Why she need hands if she in a wheelchair?
Because she don't got no feet.
How she gonna wear her chair?
She don't got feet. She can't use her feet. She might use her hands.
But she can't fight, bro. Just run around in a wheelchair. Put her in the headlock.
Imagine two niggas in a wheelchair going at it, like beefing. Like, I would want to see that. Like, I'm like, niggas boxing.
This nigga want to see a...
Might be on YouTube.
This nigga want to see a sidewalk car accident.
That shit... Oh... That's crazy.
That's
sidewalk
too much.
Car accident.
That was too much. Yo, listen, what? I'm going to say it again. They're trying to shame niggas that eat pussy for pleasure for calling it munching. I really eat it and block you. You thought I was a munch, bitch. It was for my pleasure.
Oh, first of all, bitch, that's in Nicole's friend.
I'm like, this nigga, it don't say that. It just says.
Oh, yeah.
That was public, nigga.
You know,
I tweeted it at 4 a.m.
You know you're not fucked up, right?
Yo, that nigga got out the bed, was waiting for the train to say, I'm horny.
Bro.
Which leads me to my real question. Y'all ever did that? Y'all just, shorty ever call y'all over, y'all ate coochie and that was it?
No.
You ever did it and was like, I'm cool?
Yeah. What, ate some pussy and I said, I'm good off the real thing? I'm good off fucking...
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I just want to do that for you. You ever did that?
Did I ever...
That
was somebody who you was fucking.
Yeah. But it was literally like... Because I'm a person that believes like sex doesn't always have to be transactional. It doesn't always have to be like, I get something, you get something, et cetera, et cetera. So like, for me, it was just like... I mean, I'd be cool with just getting some head. Like, I'd be cool.
I like head more than pussy.
It's my favorite shit.
Personally, like, if you had to give up, if you,
why is it your favorite shit?
I would get head every day for the rest of my life over getting pussy every day for the rest of my life.
Right, because one is leisure, the other one is physical activity.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, for me, it was the same thought process. Like, yo, this is something I like. And like, to me, like, I can just do this for you. Now, it wasn't on no,
she called you and you drove 40 minutes, ate the coochie, like, and then you drove back home.
And I got, never on that. Nigga sent me a...
He was in the car with coochie breath.
Information about an undisclosed gentleman. That was acting very wild on the Montclair State campus.
Who, me?
Nah, not you.
Oh.
It was you. I would just say it.
Oh, I was about to say, damn, niggas got me. But like, I did some bullshit. Long story short,
bro was like, he was that. Like, they used to call him over for that.
What's it? Huh? Man, name drop that nigga. What's his name? I might know that nigga. Like, do I know him?
You might know him, but I know you know at least two or three of his men. So I could just tell you after when it's not incriminating for nobody. Because there's no way I should have come across this information except from where I got it from.
Oh, yeah. So the niggas going to be like, oh, all right, niggas.
Yeah, nah. We're not doing that. But that, to me, is wild.
Especially in college.
Exactly.
In college is insane.
Do
you know the STD stats? Like,
not even just their diets. Bro, everybody eating hot Cheetos and no, it's no water. It's dollar iced teas. It's liquor.
Off of honey buns and Arizona's.
That was exactly how I survived college school.
Yeah.
Eating meals for free in school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to extra credit for class just to eat.
I was that nigga who showed up to class 30 minutes late with a full meal. Like, and just, oh, yeah. I'm not playing with y'all niggas. It's a 2.5 hour fucking class. I pay for this shit. I'm showing up with my food, bro. You got me fucked up. Because if I'm hungry, I can't do shit. Like, if I'm hungry to the point, like, I really need to eat, I can't do shit.
But does the ladies' new, quote-unquote, anthem, which I don't really feel like it's an anthem, but it is something they all feel like they got, because they got one of them. It's like, you want my... Do you feel like there's really a decent amount of people out there, or men, I would have to say, that is living that type of life, that type of nasty way?
I don't think so. But then again, I don't know. Niggas are weird, bro. Niggas are
weird. We went to high school with a guy that was like that.
Who? You could name drop that nigga.
Reggie Brown?
Reggie
Cannon.
Oh, wait. He was like that? He did that?
Yeah, bro.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, nah. I got that from like two females too.
Damn. Yo, Jaquan Horn sucked somebody's toes after track practice underneath the
bleachers. He ate a girl coochie through her jeans at a Nemo's party.
What?
What? You wasn't there?
Nah, I wasn't there.
Insane. Bro, lifted her up. Bro, he took his shirt off and was, nah. But if anybody was a Q dog in high school, it was him.
That nigga was a pup.
Pup, bro.
Yeah.
No goal.
Sorry.
Yeah, shout out gold to Chucks.
Shout out to Coach. Yeah, gold Chucks is
the thing. Killed the Q-Dawgs 2 episodes in a row. Safe to say nobody here is crossing.
Right? Them niggas gonna find us.
Get some oil on the look.
Yeah.
But sucking somebody's toes after track practice is crazy.
Yo, I know who that was.
Me too.
That's, yeah, nah. Yeah, we went to school with a lot of nasty niggas. A lot of nasty niggas.
Yeah, I can tell by the story that you tell.
That was the same behavior.
Yeah, I did some nasty shit. Yeah, it was a, man, time just be going by and you forget some of the bullshit that really happens.
Like, yeah, I just,
have you,
no, I was just talking to my brother about that. I was like, yo, I was like, bro, you unlocked a memory that I didn't know I had, bro. Like when people just like speak about certain situations that happen, and you be like, yo, I forgot that shit even happened.
Yeah.
Like certain names, when niggas say names, be like, bet you ain't heard this name in 10 years. And be like, mm-hmm. Boom, maybe like, whoa.
Like, what the fuck? It's like, yo, I'm old.
I remember these things. Holy
like,
shit.
I remember there was a slur. The slur.
I haven't heard that word in about 15 years.
This slur. And her cousin was a super, super slur. Like, it was crazy. But I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. Because I was a junior, so I had just came back from jail and shit. And, like, everybody knew, like, yeah, bro, this, like, bitch and her cousin be out here running the street. So, I'm just trying to get pussy. Like, because I'm young, I feel like I got to catch up.
Fresh out of jail.
Yeah, fresh out of jail. First day out, nigga, like. And
was on the prowl.
And so, like.
I'm from North Philly.
Just. And so this girl, yeah, I'll fuck niggas like you. Yo, that shit is crazy. But so I smashed her cousin and she left. Now I guess her cousin came to pick her up. And then she dropped her cousin off and then came back to my house. And then who? And this Lord kissed me in my mouth. But I didn't know that she was, you know, I'm just like, hey, this chick, you know, I'm just, I'm
bro, getting. But what is, so ready? And here's what's like, and it's like, we adults now, so we can have this conversation. But back then it was like, I guess everybody hygiene wasn't a part, but it was really crazy. Like,
yo, niggas ain't know how to wash their ass back then, bro. Like, I know niggas ain't really wash their ass, bro. Niggas be fucking dirty.
I told my little brother when I was like, just putting him on game, I was like, yo, wash all your private parts 100 times. I was like, your armpits 100 times, your balls 100 times, your ass 100 times. Yo, like, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yo, my aunt would tell a story. She was like, one day, she was like, yo, you was in fifth grade. One day, you just start washing your ass. We never had to tell you. I was just like, yo, because I was like, I smelt myself. I was like, nah, bro. Like,
why?
I'm busting right now.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you just get to, like, that 11, 12 type.
Why little boys always go through that phase where, like, niggas don't want to shower and shit like that? Like,
I don't know. Like, they would make you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it would be like, oh, like, you gotta wash. Yep. Wash. It's time to wash. It's time to wash.
Yo. Oh, then I can't even hear, bro, because I don't got the headphones, right?
Yo. Yo, yeah, I just called in real quick talking my shit. I had to call out for the day. You told me I took a vet day. It was good.
Listen to it. He's saying he took a vet day. What's up, gang? I can hear you. I put the headphones in.
He took a mental health day.
What the fuck up, mister?
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, that's wicked.
Yeah, we bricked up over here.
Whoa. We are not bricked up.
Yo,
hold on.
I had to jump right into it.
I'm gonna just say one thing.
You jumped into being bricked
up.
Yo, hey, bro.
Hey, Shay, you can hear me?
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry. Whatever you're right. saying, bro, it's not me, bro.
Nah, that, I don't got nothing to do with
bro,
that.
Bro, I wasn't
I ain't
even
there.
Here, gang. I had went downstairs. I promise. I came back to this part of the story.
All I'm gonna say is too many freaks in that room right now. Be talking about they bricked up and it's all niggas. Niggas bricked up. Y'all niggas fugazi as hell right now, bro.
With 2 C's.
We're just talking real about phobias. You acting real phobic.
I mean, nah, not really. You feel me? My uncle one of them, but feel me, and I love him, so yeah.
Your uncle one of them?
He a brick man?
He a brick bandit?
He a brick bandit?
y'all niggas turned the fuck up right now. But,
look, see, but, locking memories.
Yo, Rick Bandits.
Yo,
Bandits.
Yeah, nah, shout out to the Blue Pills. You feel me?
Shout out to the Blue Pills. What's crazy? That's how this started, bro. That's literally how that
full circle moment. Yo. Right on air.
Yo, insane. Fucking Mister, why we got you here? You only been here for 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You interrupted the conversation we were having, but since we're here, what is the funniest phobia you ever heard of?
The funniest? Oh, my cousin. She scared of Jews' curls. It's the worst.
What the fuck did he
This is
say?
Great. Another full circle in under 3 minutes because last episode I was frying them Jewish curls. Was that on NTS shit?
That was on NTS shit.
I'm gonna count it anyway. But why? How she scared of those though?
I don't know, bro. But like whenever she see them shits, like she's terrified of them or whatever. But and it's been like that like ever since I can remember.
Yo, you think they put like individual do-rags on each curl?
I think they're clippings, bro, or something.
Or they put like the what's the little shit the women be putting in? The little foam roller shit?
Yeah, the rods, the flexi rods.
Yo, what if you went to the beauty supply store, right? And it's one of the
booty supply store?
The beauty supply store. And it's one of the
Jews. I never been to a booty supply store.
It's one of the Hasidic Jews in the Sir Topham hat, Jones. And he ended up buying all the flex rods.
I mean, they be having 30 kids, so like, I understand. But I'm out of here though. You feel me? I had to call in real quick. You feel me?
Nigga heard about the bricks and had to call in. Yeah, goodbye, right. Mister.
That's crazy. Hey, Brick, fuck you.
Brick man. Yeah, that's he.
Hey, we gonna holler at you, gang.
All right, my dog.
Up, younger.
Be safe in Elizabeth. It's dangerous out there.
Shout out to Mister and him safely getting home. Zig, tell the Caribbean ghost story one time, man.
Oh, shit. All right, so. Yo.
This is like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, we were supposed to. Yeah, all right, so. All right, so boom. I'm from St. Vincent. That's where my family from. It's an island in the Caribbean. St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So my family from the Union Island. So you got St. Vincent, which is the mainland. Union Island is like one small island. So it only has like 1,200, 1,300 people. That's probably why I'm retarded. You're not allowed to use that word.
We're not allowed to use a lot of words, but we use them.
I can never disclose like to my job like what platform like this is on because I'll get canceled for sure, 100%. But anyway,
we gotta wait till we get big enough to where you can be like, check my podcast.
Yeah, listen to my podcast. Yeah, and then all right, so I'm a Union Islandist. It's bro, it's like. It's just a random night out there. It's probably like 7, 8 o'clock, so it's dark as shit. Fucking stars out, all the type of shit. You know, he's chilling in the backyard doing whatever the fuck he was doing. He was playing like line ball or some shit like that. Like, yeah, bro. It's like real.
I'm like, that's real Caribbean.
Yeah, bro. Like, with no shoes, like, it was like a mixture of cricket and baseball. He was using limes and like, and tree branches and shit as the bats. Like, yeah, bro. I was living on some real.
That's why niggas leave them islands and be better than anybody.
Yeah, bro. We was like, with cows and shit. Like, had niggas got their own farms, all type of country shit. So, fucking, my uncle, who I had never met up until that time, never met him before, never seen that nigga since, after. My other uncle, Uncle Carson. Shout out to Uncle Carson, man. He was getting married the next day. So, I guess the night before he came over just to chill, do whatever, boom, boom. So, there's this goat that I guess he found on the street, and you know, he just like took the goat and brought it to the crib, tied that shit to a tree. I'm like, oh, all right, niggas got a pet goat. I'm like, all right, this niggas got a pet goat. This shit wavy. I'm thinking in the morning, I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna go outside, the goat gonna be there. I figured he tied it so it wasn't going nowhere so that we could let it loose the next day so we could play, run around and shit. I was excited to have I looked at it like it was a dog, you feel me? Next fucking morning, I wake up like 6 in the morning, just howling. Like, I don't even know what that sound was like because this was like 2005 for real. So just fucking howling. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I look outside the window. My Uncle Carson, on the morning he's getting married, slaughtering this goat, holding it like big ass fucking machete. Shoom, 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 like fucking like Black Dynamite, like just slaughtering this fucking goat. And I see all of this, and I'm like, yo, the nigga. So we had this fruit called a golden apple. I don't know what it's comparable to. This nigga took the, I don't know if it's the liver or whatever. He took some shit out the inside of the goat, hung it on the tree, like in the middle, which fucked me all the way up, because that was my, golden apples was my shit. I would go to the Caribbean just eat dozens and dozens. I haven't had one since because of that fucking experience. So I go downstairs. This nigga brings the fucking goat, the slaughtered goat, into the kitchen. Like, but in the pool of blood and then like all that shit. But after he's so, but he separated it. So it's like, you see like the head, eyes, the fucking arms. Yeah, he butchered that shit. And in a fucking pool of blood, brings that shit in, talking about some, this is what niggas gonna eat as a celebration after their wedding. I'm like, my nigga, you're getting married today. What the fuck are you doing? These niggas end up cooking the goat, all that shit, whatever.
Curry it.
And it's crazy.
Bro, curry goat busting.
Yeah, but I didn't eat goat for 10 plus years after that, because that experience, like, that shit scarred me. Like, that shit really scarred me, because I thought I had a friend. Really, I watched my friend get murdered in the Caribbean, and it was like I had never seen nothing like that, because it was like a goat is like, it's a living fucking goat.
You did not please start no car battery with your bare hands.
If I didn't, may God murder my children. I hate that I even spoke about that. If I didn't, may God murder my children.
No, don't say that.
What's he saying?
That was Kevin Gates.
That video where he said
he started the battery with his hand. Oh, did y'all see the video on Twitter of a nigga starting a car battery with his actual hands?
Yes.
And then nigga said we owe Kevin Gates an apology, because I guess he had a dead battery and he was touching the dead battery, and then he like,
bro, I was
sparked
trying,
electricity.
I fucked up. I was trying to time the video like when you finished it to be like, and if I'm lying, may God murder my children.
Oh shit. Oh.
But I fucked up. So
oh yeah, he did say that,
bro. The nigga, Kevin Gates has some of the craziest. Just, he's a hilarious human being.
He's smart too, though.
He's also dead ass serious.
Yeah, he dead the fuck.
Like, he didn't have, he said today, may God murder my children today.
Yeah. That's crazy. Putting something on your children is crazy. No,
putting something on your children is wild. Saying, if I'm lying, may God murder my children
today.
And they like, nah, you don't have to say that. He like, nah, today. Kill him today.
So you think he did it?
I want to know what y'all favorite Kevin Gates quote is, or y'all favorite Kevin Gates internet moment, if you got one.
Favorite Kevin Gates internet moment. Oh, when he was talking about fucking his cousin and that he wasn't gonna stop.
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't hear about that? Y'all didn't hear about that?
His grandmother told him
that. He was fucking his cousin. And then it was on a Breakfast Club, I think. And then they were like, well, like, after you found out that was your cousin, like, what you do? He was like, I mean, the pussy was good. Like, I kept fucking. You didn't see this or hear about this? Just type in Kevin Gates' cousin. And you'll.
Hold on. Here's the video of everyone starting to.
Need jumper cables. I say, no, you don't.
Here's the video. Oh, that's not the one Vic talking about.
And I told her, listen, I could.
Oh, that's the funny
one. She said, we need jumper cables. I said, no, you don't. I put my hands on a battery. I got this little thing.
Why he tooted like that?
I told her, give me the keys. I jumped in there and cranked the car. She said, my angel. I say, speak nothing of this.
Bro.
You know.
The internet is a crazy place.
The nigga said, speak nothing of this.
Yeah, it says, speak nothing. Yeah. Speak nothing of this.
Bro, he's a character, bro. There's so many. And I think in general,
fucking your cousin is crazy.
Especially knowledgeably doing it.
Yes.
That's why black people need to stop calling everybody cousins.
You ever had a cousin you thought was cute? Like when you was like a little kid? People had like little cousin crushes?
No, my cousin's ugly.
Jesus.
This nigga Bird guarding his family.
Yeah, right?
Nah, I didn't have one of those.
Yeah, I didn't have one of those, but I like.
But I've heard too many stories online of people being like, I mean, you know, like literally that being the attitude. I mean, like, we cousins, but like,
you know, like, yeah, we like, we just like what bro saying in Wolf Wall Street. He was like, well, yeah, I'm not gonna let somebody else fuck my cousin. Yeah, I'm not gonna let somebody else fuck my cousin. Like,
doesn't that mess with the kids? Like, I mean, it's like 20% they could come out retarded, but like, who cares?
And he really did that in real life. Like, that he really actually, I think he married his cousin. They had like kids and shit.
So, like, in watching, like, I know y'all in here don't watch Game of Thrones. Y'all not really them type people yet.
Yeah, I'm about to watch it. I was about to say, I want to. I just haven't. I'm about to finish Breaking Bad, like, probably the next 2 or 3 days or so.
So, and, like, very, very strangely, I always get this, like, when I watch shows like this, and sometimes, like, even, like, when I watch Star Wars or like this, I look at it like, yo, are they trying to, like, tell niggas something? Because the way Game of Thrones kind of, like, plays out, it's like, it's too much history. Like, obviously, it wasn't no dragons, but niggas was really, like, just fucking their cousins in public and marrying them, like, and that'd just be it. Yeah. Like, the ruling family, like, literally has a history of incest. And that's just what it, and it's like, to keep the bloodline strong and all of this other stuff. And it's like, at what point in history did that become frowned upon? Because it's not... it's not a common practice now, but it was. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, we need to bring it back. It's not what I'm saying. But how are niggas living? Like, at what point did somebody say, like, nah, that's not that? Like, there's parts of history that we're just never going to figure out.
There is so much of history that we don't want to figure out, honestly.
Yo, I'm watching. You guys ever seen The Da Vinci Code?
It's so crazy. I haven't seen it, and I feel like such a...
I'm literally watching it right now. I'm almost finished with it for the first time. And like, my dad's like so this is where I get into, like, where I really want to look into that kind of like that Freemason stuff. Cause I'm like, it's a lot of stuff that we see every day that's right in front of our face.
You have no idea. It's like,
no idea.
You could be in a courtroom and then they go like signal a judge with like the smallest thing. And like, because like, yeah, I know the judge is amazing and I'm amazing too. And that changes the landscape of the whole entire fucking, like.
Yeah, my dad undefeated in the courtroom.
Like,
he don't lose.
This nigga said,
He don't lose, bro.
Dead ass?
I'm dead serious. Like, if he lose, it's cause it was a woman judge.
And he was guilty?
I'm not saying he was guilty. I don't know nothing about that.
Word.
What I said was
the undefeated court.
And it's a different life where it's like, yo, certain things about the world in general. And it's not to say that I'm like, these niggas are, but them secret society shit like that, it really exists.
Yeah.
Like in the movie itself, it's like basically like the Holy Grail is a real thing. And it's like essentially niggas on the search for that. And it's like, then niggas find it and like all this other shit. And like, turns out that like, I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but it's,
I
like,
mean,
at the end of the day, it's an old movie. But at the end of the day, it basically comes out like the whole thing in the movie is like, Christianity is a lie.
Yeah, that honestly, bro. I mean, we've had that conversation all apart a couple of times, bro. I think man-made religions are, I'm not going to go as far to say bullshit because I don't ever like to call what people believe in bullshit, but somebody created these things like for the purpose of controlling people, like, honestly. And when you control people's minds, you control society, you control classism, you control money, you control every fucking thing. If you can control somebody's opinions, that's why like Inception is such a beautiful movie, in my opinion.
My favorite movie.
Because people are like, oh, it's just about fucking niggas going into dreams and da-da-da. I remember somebody tried to tell me that movie was trash. I'm like, bro, you're fucking ridiculous. He's like, it's just about niggas going into dreams. I'm like, bro, you don't even realize like they're going into these dreams to change somebody's perception of something so that they operate a different way so that the world ends up being different.
But it's like they're traveling through these different dreams because like to get to the core of an idea, it has to start, like, you have to create.
Yeah.
The whole concept of Inception is creating, which is already not Inception, but creating genuine inspiration.
Yeah.
So, like, things normally inspire you, but having that inspiration come from within is what they went and did. And, like, the way they made that concept and made it, like, a thief and all that.
Yeah, that movie is really crazy. I got to watch that on shrooms. I find it hard to watch movies on shrooms, though. Like, after a while of sitting there, I just be like, yo, like,
I think that would be way too trippy to
watch. These shrooms is too bussing.
It would be way too trippy.
I love mushrooms, God.
Sauteed mushrooms are really nice, too.
I never liked mushrooms until now.
So trying to be healthy, right? Because mushrooms, similar to tofu, are really just a blank canvas. You can make them taste however you want.
Yo, they taste
good. I was talking about the psychedelic.
They taste good.
We know what you were talking about, druggie.
My druggie. Yeah, I was asking, bro, what's the hardest druggie he's ever done? This nigga said weed. I was like, what, you mean do no coke, nigga?
I had a close encounter with codeine, but...
Codeine? So that's over the counter.
Oh, yeah, that is...
Yeah, like, that's regular shit. That was back in 2014, but dude did some shit and sold the shit.
I was always fascinated, like, being a kid that was supposed to not be doing this shit, but I was always fascinated by, like, not by drugs, but just, like certain things you don't need to experience. But, like, when they would describe it, I'm like, I mean, but that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, it sounds pretty wavy.
And it's like, why are they making it look so cool? And why do all the rich people do it? Like, I'm watching this one show, it's called Industry. And in industry, literally, you have these people who are, like, managing hedge funds, doing lines of coke, like, in the bathroom just to, like, and ketamine and whatever it is.
Somebody was talking to me about, that's crazy.
She smoked meth and, like, just because, like, her brother was doing it and they was in another country and she was just like... I mean, I guess I'll try it. And smoked methamphetamine.
Yeah, I'm never doing meth. Like, I'll do a lot of shit. I'm never doing meth. Like, I'm super good off that. But somebody told me, it was like, yo, Zig, you would fucking love ketamine. I was like, bro, what is ketamine? Like, I don't even.
Special K, bugged out.
Is that K2?
Nah. Ketamine, it's a pill. It's like, like powder, whatever.
What is it like?
I don't know.
It's like a horse train.
Yeah. Like, that's actually exactly what it is.
Like, and it's insane because it takes like a tiny, I think it's a tiny bit of ketamine just to kill a horse.
Yeah. So, like, you can do too much and die. Like, I was watching this other show on HBO. HBO got all the heat. Succession, which you have to watch.
I started watching Succession, but then I just, I'm watching the Lakers shit, the legacy of the Lakers, and I'm like, that's like real life Succession, literally.
Yeah.
But and even when you look at the dude, the main character in Succession, he kind of looks like Jerry Buss. Like, I'm like, they might have been onto something.
You gotta watch that shit because, like, one of the episodes, a dude dies because the dude was like, yo, you got some? And he was like, yeah, I got you. And they gave him niggas a drug and he was like, yo, what the fuck is this? He was like, it's K. And he was like, I didn't want K. I wanted cocaine. He was like, that's all I got. He's like, you told me you wanted to score. This is what I got. He was like, I can get you some, you know what I mean? But I had to take a ride. Bro, nigga took that ride, drove his car into a ditch. Jesus. I mean, into a lake. He drove his car into the lake. The one boy survived, got up, and they covered that shit up. Niggas paid the police, paid this person,
Covering up bro, if you got murders
enough,
and
if
shit.
If you got enough money. Crazy. If you got enough money. Like, could somebody buy your silence for a murder of somebody you close to you? How much would it cost?
If they murdered somebody, if somebody murdered someone close to me and then came to me with hush money?
Yeah.
And the person who murdered the person close to me came to me with hush money?
It's like you know what's going on.
Or like they sent a representative or something like that.
You know too much and you doing whatever and it's like, look, I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, but here's $2 million to make this go away.
I mean, I'd take it because it's like at the end of the day.
You got to sign an NDA. It's airtight. You can't never talk about this. You don't know nothing about your friend dying. It's no investigation. It's nothing.
Because
this is to me, and well, I want to hear your answer first. I want to hear all of y'all answer for real.
I mean, well, because then it's a slippery slope because it's like what are your plans? Like are you trying to...
No matter what your plans is, are you going to take the money or not?
I'm sorry, are you trying to prosecute this person? Because it's like if... Cause
there's no prosecution, there's no law. Right now is you have the information, they know you have the information, your friend is dead, and they offering you $2 million to shut the fuck up.
Nigga, they going to kill me too if I don't.
I'm about to say that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like they probably going to kill me regardless. If they could kill another nigga, they could easily kill me. So I'd probably have
to. You're the only witness to it, so it's just like.
I would probably take the money and then wait a while and go into like my deepest, like whoever my most corrupt acquaintances and be like, yo, like I need to, I need to find somebody to kill somebody. Like, I need to find somebody to kill somebody. And then probably just do a murder for hire, like, after that. Like 10 years down the line or some shit like that. And get that nigga clipped. So I got the money. I avenged my friend's death. Got that nigga clipped.
If he had money to give you $2 million just to peel off, you think you got enough money with your little $2 million to get close in? All right, so Sean, you taking the money? You taking the money? Bro, you taking the money?
Yeah.
So we all taking the money? Because I'm taking the money. I love y'all niggas, but like...
You dead.
Nah, I don't mean it like that, but it's like... At that point, if somebody has the resources, I think, to approach you from that space.
They're, it's almost like they're giving you the opportunity to, like, save your own life, kind of.
Yo, and that show, take this money. You're going to live happily ever after. Not happily ever after, but you're going to be good for some time. And bye-bye.
I would definitely do my best to get that nigga clipped later on in life, though. Like, on some...
You'll never be in the same... room, state, building, city is that nigga ever again.
Nah, I feel you. But if I know who did it, like if I know who did it, and I know anything about their existence, I'm going to somebody and like on some secret agent shit down the line. Be like, yo, I don't know. You don't got to just tell me when it's done. I'm not helping you with no research. I'm not doing none of this. Boom, boom. Here is a picture of the motherfucker who did this shit.
And they're going to see that shit. They're going to realize it's one of the most powerful people in the world and say, you on your own.
Yep. Or they gonna go back and tell that nigga that he gonna get me clipped.
And at the end of the day, this has been episode 76, End of Regulation Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I am one of your hosts, Shake.
Boop Nook.
2 buns for your boy.
Monsieur Bouzin.
You shoot.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Boom one time for Mister.
Zig Love in the building.
And let's get us out of here for a while.
Zig Love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé.
I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fader when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness.
Yeah, bitch.